Welcome to Rethink, a podcast focused on the future of skilled nursing. I'm Tim Mullaney, Managing Editor of Skilled Nursing News. This episode is sponsored by Restore Skills. Restore Skills' intuitive and user-friendly suite of products empowers skilled nursing teams who strive to deliver personalized care. Their EMR and range of connected products enable operators, therapy providers, and skill-building teams to improve efficiency, make data-driven decisions, enhance productivity, foster cross-functional collaboration, and ultimately focus on delivering exceptional patient care. I'm joined for this episode by Eran Arden, CEO and founder of Restore Skills. Eran shares his take on the biggest challenge facing skilled nursing providers in today's market, and why now is the right time for Restore Skills to bring its EMR to market to help providers succeed in data-driven operations and patient-centered care. And now my conversation with Eran Arden. Eran, thank you so much for joining the podcast. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. It's a great opportunity to share our vision, motivation behind what we do.
So I want to get into what you're bringing to the marketplace. But first, I think it'd be great to get your take a little bit more big picture on what you see as the greatest challenges that skilled nursing providers are facing today.
So PDPM has brought challenges to the market, and I think that we see different operators and companies adjusting and actively taking actions to make sure that they provide better care. But one of the biggest challenges that we see is still with the fact that if you look at the skill building process, you need to have your restorative team members, restorative nursing team members, your wellness, life enrichment teams, and therapy teams all involved in the skill building process. If you want to build financially thriving cooperation, if you want to provide the right centered care to the patient, you have to have team collaboration. And those teams, in most of cases, are still siloed in their positions. And if you add to that the fact that there's no stream of data between those silos. So if something is happening in wellness, you won't have the data to see that immediately by your therapy teams and then your DOR. So you cannot take action accordingly. And I think that creates even more differentiation between the silos that we want to come and change.
Well, that's a great segue to my next question. So can you talk a little bit about how Restore Skills is helping to resolve those challenges?
Our first platform, Restore Skills, Wellness and Care, Restore for Therapy, Wellness and Care, the three of them are designed to have higher engagement and more participation and build skilling in a faster way. Our newly launched Restore Insights is what we call a skill-building EMR, which means we collect the data from those three venues, from the three silos, from the different team skill-building teams, aggregate them into one platform so the operator can more efficiently provide services, build processes, and run a more effective skill-building process and a better nursing home.
Great. So can you talk a little bit about timing? Why now to bring the Insights product to market? Is the moment right in terms of just the need for the problem solving that you're bringing, or is there more backstory you can share on why now is the moment?
So again, it's all driven from the beginning, from when we realized that we can help deliver better therapy, better skill building processes. And if you look again at the market today, the challenges that we're facing brings a need for innovation, a need for rethinking some of the processes we have. And we find that it's a position that we have to create a change in the market. Restore Insight is not just a faster horse. It's a new paradigm in the market. It's a completely different approach that accelerates skill buildings and empowers team members and empower residents to reach the therapy goals, and couldn't be a better time than now where we all need it.
Yeah, so let's get into the nuts and bolts a little bit about what does make the technology different from the average EMR, make it, you know, not just a faster horse. I like that phrase. How does it improve the care delivery process?
So it's a great question. Thank you, Tim. But let's face it first, there's no average EMR. It's an average of one. We have one EMR in the market. You can choose from one that doesn't allow too much flexibility, and there's need for a change. That's where it is. It's a crucial timing, as you said, and it goes beyond just having a therapy EMR. It's with the fact that Restore Skills gives you the freedom to tailor-made and adjust and customize the platform to your own needs. So you're not stuck with a one product fits all. You can design if you have a different process, if your skill building process are different, if you have different measures and tests that you're taking, you can adjust the platform to meet your needs. The platform also includes a BI system embedded into the platform. So you can have a better overlook at processes. You can look at the dashboard and decide where you want to make changes, where you implement, when you want to implement new processes. Another huge difference is with the fact that education is done in the platform. So you can upload your videos if you want to change, or if you want to educate, or if you just want to launch a new process in the company, you can use the EMR, which is a tool that your team members are in front of all day to drive that process, to have a better education. So it's a new, again, it's a new approach that combines the freedom of data, the freedom to adjust and tailor-made the system and have a clear view of where you're building and where your residents are standing.
Got it. When did the product first launch?
So we launched the product about 2 months ago. And as you can understand, we haven't slept a full night since. We love what we do, and it's exciting. Getting the feedback from the market, I can share stories with you about, success stories. You know, for example, DORs that share that based on the data that they could see from their wellness teams, they could see that the patient is declining. So the patient was 10 times on wellness the week before last and only twice last week. They reached out to the patient and found that the patient is declining and he's back on therapy.
You mentioned business intelligence, BI, and I think at least the best operators are becoming increasingly data focused. So can you talk a little bit about the metrics that providers can track and achieve to determine the effectiveness of the platform?
For sure. And thanks again for the question. Your BI system and data in general with Restore Insights is what we call real-time actionable data. You don't need to wait for your data 24 hours or for an overnight push of the data. You will see your live data all the time. And then you can make actions based on that data. You can go and tailor-made your BI system to meet your goals. Again, it's not a cookie cutter. It's not one solution fits all. Post-PDPM, we see different business models coming from different type of operators and therapy companies. Each and every one of them measures efficiency, build different processes in a different way. And our system basically gives them the flexibility to define and build their own dashboards, design their own reports so they can make the right decisions. They can see where successes are happening, where changes need to be happened. So they are the ones to define the OKRs and the KPIs, and our dashboard would support them.
I'm curious, I know that you said that the dashboards can be customized. Can you provide maybe an example, if I'm looking at a dashboard, what some of the data points are that commonly maybe a provider would opt to have visibility into?
Yeah, for sure. So again, it's from the operator's point of view to define what the goals and metrics are, and our integrated BI tools can be tailor-made to their needs. If they want to, for example, check efficiency, labor, expenses, treatment minutes, their P&L per minute. All of those KPIs are embedded into the platform and ready for them to use. But we also know that different therapy companies and different operators have their own operational systems, have their own methods, have their own secret ways to drive efficiency and revenues, and they can build their own reports on the BI system.
Terrific. So obviously making the switch to a new EMR solution is a big commitment. Can you talk about how Restore is going about easing the nerves of new clients?
So, Tim, thanks for the question. This is another great example of the challenges created by yesterday's approach. Switching between technologies shouldn't be a challenge. We don't have a long-time commitment with Restore Insights. The client can terminate the agreement at a 30 days notice. We believe that we need to deliver the best service and the best product possible, and that's why our clients stay with us. We also won't hold your data hostage. Any operator, any therapy company that decide that they want to switch to a different solution can download the data at any given moment. If they want to integrate our platform with other platforms that they have, we would support that integration with a live API that they can use. In addition, any of our 700 buildings on the platform would tell you that we are a person-to-person company, a service-first company. It's in our culture. That's what we do. We all wake up in the morning to provide a better service. We support our client. We are there to help them when there are challenges. And we basically build a product based on their needs and the feedback we get from them.
Right. So it sounds like the team on your side is very dedicated to seeing your client success. Any more you can speak to in terms of the measures you take to kind of make that a reality?
So even in the first 2 months, and given that the platform is flexible, we have learned so much from the market and from the needs. And it's interesting because one of the biggest challenges we find, and it's also exciting for us, is with the fact that with the operators that are on the platform, none of them are the same. Each and every of them is a unique story that has unique challenges and needs different dashboards and different forms. And we would continue to learn, continue to develop and support our clients with a solution that better fits their need. We have an AI chat that is available 24/7, but in working hours, we also have one of our clinical team members at the back end of that chat. We collect data about their clients' needs, patient needs, all the time, and we adjust and build a platform accordingly. I can tell you a story about, launching a new EMR, a huge task. After the first weekend of the platform live, we got an email from a DOR, and she was sharing a story about two PRNs that came and over the weekend and treated patients over the weekend that had no training on the platform. But the platform is so intuitive that they did what they did. They finished documentation, utilized the platform as it should be with having no training on the platform. So this is our commitment. Our commitment is to build a platform that would serve therapists and would serve operators and, of course, serve the patients.
Terrific. That actually maybe brings up another question I had, which is about the implementation kind of process. Wonder if you can maybe share some more details about that in terms of how long it typically takes and what the sort of training protocol is in terms of, is it something that Restore Skills as part of the process, that there's some training involved? Is the product so intuitive that clients themselves can kind of train themselves on it? How does that work?
So thanks, Tim, again. I would say it's almost everything that you just mentioned, but all together. So our onboarding process takes about a month. We would give a client a sandbox so they can go and play with the platform and also learn what they want and what they can adjust. So during that month, we will build reports together with the client the way he wants reports to be. We will build their evals. We would build their daily sessions, any measurements they want to have. That will be built within that month. Before the end of the month, we will meet the regionals, the DORs, and do the first online training. Now, when at launch date, we would train their team members. We will be there online with the team members live to make sure that they utilize the platform to its fullest. They understand what to do. We're actually surprised by the acceptance and the ease of use that we encountered so far with the clients we onboarded onto the system. Training and education is being done live on the platform. There's a video area for each and every page that would explain what needs to be done on the page. There's, of course, guided tours. And by the way, if a specific company wants to upload their videos to the platform because they want to tailor-made or adjust something in a platform, they have the tool that they can upload their own movies to the platform.
Terrific. Yeah, it sounds like that flexibility from one provider to the next is really an important hallmark of the platform. Well, as we approach the end of the conversation, Ron, I just want to thank you again and see if you have any final thoughts that you'd like to leave our listeners with.
Sure. I would love to talk about that. If you look at each and every one of the team members in the company, we all wake up in the morning with a mission to help care provider, therapy team members, wellness team members, restorative operators to provide a better patient-centered care. That's what we do. And when you take the data and the ability that we bring with Restore for Therapy, wellness, and the care platforms together with the EMR that unify the data and help view the patient progress and deliver a personalized care, that's what we believe that can bring the change to the market and empower us and empower our users.
Keeping the focus on patient-centered care is always a great note to end on. So thanks so much for joining the podcast. I really enjoyed chatting today.
Thank you very much, Tim.
That does it for this episode of Rethink, sponsored by Restore Skills. Until next time, I'm Tim Mullaney.